Some people are very smart, and that's not me. I have been struggling all my life to create a plan how to get from A to B. And the details, I can kind of see it, but vaguely. And I have bragged that I get from A to B in a meandering way. And the truth is, you get to from A to B in a meandering way, whether you know the steps and if you have a plan. But if you don't, then you are less frustrated. But yet, there are some people who want to have a plan. They want to know what they are doing, and they want to know for sure that there's a plan. And I am not one of those. So I have been struggling to get through to people who want that kind of teaching. I got lucky, and I picked for a podcast partner, Bonnie, who wants that kind of structure. So the first, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 months, we were at odds because I don't like it. Of course, you don't like what you don't do well, right? I mean, what else is new? If you don't do it well, you won't like it. So I didn't like it. But then I looked, and in every area, people who do that well, they create a plan, and then they fulfill it. They produce better results than I do. And then this pesky word framework came, that I still don't know what it means, and nobody does, and everybody has an idea, and that is the goal. That people don't know what the fuck you're talking about, so that you can sell them anything. So if you use the word framework and I'm selling you framework, people are going to buy it because it sounds like valuable, right? It's like, oh, this guy is going to give me his framework. Yeah, what the fuck is framework? So anyway, I'm reading Russell Brunson's book, and he uses framework about 1,000 times in his book, and that's probably his claim to fame. And I heard framework from other people, and everybody has a different interpretation, and I was at my wit's end. But then I have another teacher who calls it exactly that, the transformation ladder. Now that starts to make sense. You have a ladder, and you are on level zero, and you want to get to level, let's say, 7, and then you go to rank 1, rank 2, rank 3, rank 4, rank 5, rank 6, and then you are on rank 7. So I try to create what I do in that transformation letter format, and I promise you, it's just a mess. The problem is, I think it's me. Let me muscle test. Is the problem me? Ha! And muscle test says it's not me. So whatever is the problem is whatever is the problem. But what I wanted to share today is I have been trying to, well, first of all, I signed up to a program that is going to train people to create a virtual fun summit. Jesus, I am not very eloquent today. Virtual summits. A virtual summit is where you ask certain questions around the same topic, a number of experts, you record those interviews, and then you give access to the interviews to people online, and they either pay for it or it's free, And it's another way to create a product or connect to other people or make yourself sound like an expert. So I signed up for that because the way I am getting the word out is so narrow and so sporadic that I am going to die without ever making a splash. So I don't want that. But of course, you have to pick a topic. And my topic, or my industry, so to say, is not my friend. I have written bad things about nearly everybody. So I have been kind of screwed. My course, the How to Create Virtual Summit, starts this coming Tuesday, no, on Wednesday. And I still had no idea what the heck I should ask people about. And today I had a brainstorm. So what if I ask people from different industries to how they create their transformational letter? I'm going to call it transformational letter. Why? Because it makes sense to me, whereas framework doesn't. But if they want to talk about their framework and if it is the same, then I am okay with that. So that means I cannot ask my teacher who and interview him, and I can ask even one of my heroes, Alex Hormozi, or I can ask people that have nothing to do with spirituality or self realization or anything, because that is a common denominator between and among different industries. It's a thing that you employ to take people from A to B. So I am very, 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 very proud of myself. Of course, I haven't run it to by my teacher yet, but now that I am starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Now, between you and me, it has taken me now about 4 or 5 months. So if you expect that your first brainstorm is going to be useful, you are a wishful thinker, okay? It takes a long time. Almost everything takes a long time, okay? A lot longer than you would hope it would. All right, that's it today. Thank you.